With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You are listening to Get Down to Business. We are all about small business here. And you can call us here in studio, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. You are listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Lots of information that I tweet about all week, mostly involving the topics of small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And you'll be hearing a lot about those topics over the next hour here on AM 560 The Answer. We've got a fantastic guest joining us, Linda Nichols of IMC Solution, in just a few minutes. But right now, I wanted to talk about a topic that we have not discussed in a while on this program. That is LinkedIn. Yes, indeed. LinkedIn is an important part of your small business, and LinkedIn is something that you need to employ for your networking strategies. Whether you own a business, you work in a business, you're looking for a job, it really doesn't matter. But LinkedIn continues to be relevant even as we move into the second half of 2017. And I cannot believe it is the second half of 2017. Hope everybody had a fantastic, festive, and enjoyable July 4th weekend. And July 4th, Independence Day. Hopefully you enjoyed and celebrated with your family. But we now are in Q3 of 2017, the third quarter of 2017. That means we only have 6 months remaining for the year. And later on in the program, I do want to talk to you about your networking strategies for the remainder of 2017, for the remainder of the summer, because summer is not a time to slow down. Summer is a time to pick up your networking activities. But one of the ways that you can do that is by utilizing your LinkedIn profile. So once you have a complete and update profile that is authentic, relevant, and compelling, and I'll repeat those terms again, authentic, relevant, and compelling, it's time to start using your LinkedIn for networking. And indeed, if you don't have a good profile there yet, I'd encourage you to visit my website, shalomklein.com, where I'll be posting some tips for you. And hopefully you avoided reaching out to new contacts and accepting connection requests until your profile was in tip-top shape. You need to assume that people will check out your profile when you're connecting. And with many connections, that's your first impression. It's funny, as I was preparing for the show and I was looking up first impressions, I got in front of a 1980s Head & Shoulders commercial. And it says, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And that's right. It's right about LinkedIn. When it comes to networking in LinkedIn, there are two primary functions. Just like in real-world networking, building your network and nurturing relationships, that's what it's all about. So in growing your network, you want to be both diverse and concentrated. On one hand, you want to benefit from the power of diversity in networking. Yet you also have to make sure that there's a concentration of connections to people in your sphere of expertise. LinkedIn lets you meet both needs at once. So before I go any further, I want to explain an important part of LinkedIn that will impact your thoughts on networking. Many people I speak to only want to connect with people that they know. That strategy appears to play it safe, but it will work against you because of how LinkedIn is programmed. If you want to show up frequently in searches and you want to see the maximum number of full profiles, you need to be promiscuous in your connection strategy. Ignore LinkedIn's advice to only accept connection requests from people you know. And this is the first time that I'm saying this out loud, and it took me a lot of research over the past week to really say this confidently. When they say only accept connection requests from people you know, that helps them sell premium subscriptions, but it won't help you get found. I only typically accept Facebook friends from people that I know. On LinkedIn, I do accept random connection requests. So indeed, for all of our listeners, even those that haven't met me yet in person, by all means, connect with me on LinkedIn. If you're still feeling a little queasy about being an open networker, accepting the most connection requests, it should allay your fears to know that LinkedIn makes it really easy to remove, block, or report a connection. So any connection request you accept can be disconnected. So with that in mind, it's time to build your network. There are four primary ways to do it. Number one is to reach out. Number two is to accept connection requests. Number three is to connect to people who are suggested by LinkedIn. And by the way, that just reinforces my message. They suggest people to you. And number four is using groups. And groups are a great way to meet people that you otherwise would not have had the opportunity to meet. People that share common interests. That's very, very common that I'll get a connection request from somebody that is in one of the groups that I'm involved in. You want to start by adding everyone in your professional life as a connection. You can link your email account and your iPhone or your Android contacts to make that easier. If you're just starting out with LinkedIn or you haven't focused on it, you may have fewer than 500 connections. That will work against you. Once you reach 500, LinkedIn no longer displays the actual number you have. And there is a psychological phenomenon where we believe people with 500 plus in their profile are somehow more accomplished. So you want to strive for 500. It's that simple. That's what will help you build the LinkedIn profile that will allow you to be successful in 2017. Again, we've spoken a lot about LinkedIn over the past many months and over the past few years of the show. We talked about creating just the bare bones LinkedIn account. And I know in a few minutes we'll be chatting with Linda Nichols, our resident and in-house professional on everything jobs and job search and recruiting. And perhaps we'll touch on LinkedIn briefly in that discussion. But it's important to remember that if you want to build the LinkedIn profile 201, the next level up, you want to have all of those things that we talked about, which involves showing up frequently in searches, and you want to make sure you're getting the maximum number of connections. And you have to be a little risky. You have to be a little risky in business if you want to grow your business. You have to be a little risky in the job search if you want to find a job. And if you want to grow your professional network, you want to be a little bit risky in how you do this on LinkedIn. I'm going to go through the steps again, but I want to reiterate something that I don't think is used enough in LinkedIn. And I don't work for LinkedIn, but I can tell you that groups are probably one of the most powerful networking features in LinkedIn and probably one of the most underutilized features as well. So search on LinkedIn for different groups. I know I'm a part of a ton of different small business networking groups on LinkedIn, and most of the people I've not met in person, but people have connected with me. And when I needed a connection to John Doe at XYZ Company, and I saw that somebody in a LinkedIn group that I'm involved in is connected with them, I've been able to use them as a connection, and it has worked. People have been kind enough to make those introductions to help me get to the next level. Again, I know in a few minutes we're going to be chatting with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions about the job search, but in the job search as well, as they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. If you can connect with people and you can find a relationship, a common person between you and the potential employer, it will make the world of difference for building your network. So there are several ways you can build your network. As I mentioned, number one is you could reach out. Number two is accepting connection requests. Number three is connecting with people who are suggested by LinkedIn. Number four is using the groups. I cannot emphasize enough, you want to connect with everybody that you know professionally, everybody that you can add from your professional life. The better. You can link your email account. You can link your electronic devices so it will actually go into your contact list and will actually add people. And it won't send out necessarily a blast to everybody. You could actually filter through manually and you could actually check off who you want it to go to. Let's say you have your arch enemy in your contacts list listed as do not answer. You don't need to have the LinkedIn connection request go to them. So hopefully you found those tips, advice, information helpful about building the LinkedIn profile that will empower you for successful networking in the remaining months of 2017. As I mentioned before, I hope that you had a festive and enjoyable July 4th. But what July 4th means, what Independence Day means, is that aside for all of our patriotism, it also means that we are in the latter half, the second half of 2017, and it's time to step up our game, time to step up your game in the job search, time to step up your game in business networking. And indeed, that's what we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. We will be chatting with my good friend Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, and she will be talking to us a little bit about why job searches sometimes are taking longer and jobs are actually staying open longer. Hopefully we'll be able to identify some of those reasons, but also talk about some of the solutions as well. We are very grateful to our sponsors at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com. TandemHR.com, they have a fantastic blog, lots of content, lots of information for all of you employers that are struggling to stay up to date with all of the regulatory issues. We talked about some of those regulatory issues last week on Get Down to Business, and they are posting about them frequently, posting not just the problems, but also the solutions. So I encourage you to give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And for all of you listeners who Get Down to Business, I know they are happy to provide a free consultation. Just tell them that you heard about Tandem HR on Get Down to Business. Visit their website, tandemhr.com. Lots more LinkedIn and networking tips on my website, shalomkline.com. But we'll be right back in just a few moments with Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. Don't touch that dial.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano taking a look at traffic. Lakeshore northbound, not moving from 18th Street to Jackson. 67 to Jackson at 25 minutes. Lakeshore southbound, heavy from north to Chicago. Hollywood to Monroe at 25 minutes. Inbound Eden, stop and go from Peterson to the junction from Lake Cook at 26 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, stop and go from O'Hare to downtown at 50 minutes from Montrose 40. On the way out to O'Hare at 35, express lanes at 8. Inbound Ike, heavy from Wolf to Oak Park. Thorndale to the post office at 41 from Mannheim 29. On the outbound, brake lights from Pulaski to First Avenue from the post office of Mannheim at 36 at Thorndale, 49 minutes. The ramp to the northbound tri-state is closed up until tomorrow. On the inbound Stevenson, slow from Lamont to Kedzie, 55 to LSD, 45 from the tri-state at 35. Going back out, Lakeshore to 55 at 38 minutes, slight delay from Damon to Cicero. It is currently 85 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 72. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 85 with thunderstorms are likely. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
All right, I have to admit it was an eyesore, the chipping and paint peeling on our front and back porch. It looked awful, but thanks to CertaPro Painters, the porch looks brand new. The painters who showed up were professional, respectful. They were done in just a few hours, and when they left, the house looked brand new. They really are the best in the business, and it's not too late to book your exterior painting project. There are several spots open on CertaPro's summer schedule. Here's an idea. Let CertaPro Painters transform your home while you're on vacation and return to a freshly painted house. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, and so we invite you to experience the CertaPro difference. For a free estimate, call 1-800-GO-CERTA, C-E-R-T-A, or visit CertaPro.com, that's CERTA with the C. Get that painting project off your to-do list. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, this show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out, tandemhr.com. And as promised, thrilled to be joined by my good friend and colleague, Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions. Linda, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Shalom. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So we sort of teased this in our earlier segment. We were talking a little bit about LinkedIn and the job search. And Linda, I think something that's been troubling me and troubling, I know a lot of folks out there in the market, are that there, it seems that the job search is taking longer, and perhaps many of those jobs that we see on job boards, they're just sitting there for a long time. Why is that, Linda?
It's pretty complicated, but I think, and I don't think we can boil it down to any one thing because of the high number of jobs and because of the high number of opportunities for candidates. There's a good number of active candidates, but a limited number of active. That's different from passive. So if you have more open jobs than you have active candidates, a job is going to stay open longer because it takes a while to get that right candidate in. On the flip side, though, employers, plain and simple, I believe, are really struggling to make the right hiring decision, and they are no longer willing to make a quick hiring decision because it will fill a gap, because all employers, especially small and mid-sized employers, have learned that a bad hire is so costly, so they're deliberately slowing down their process, involving more people in their process, and taking a longer amount of time. They'll wait and keep a job open until they find the right person.
Wow. So, Linda, so you're saying that, A, there's a bit of a scarcity of candidates, certainly a difference of what we saw just a few years ago, that candidates have more opportunities now, and there's more open jobs than there are candidates, but also employers are being a little bit more careful. So they're keeping the jobs open a little bit longer and deliberating in the process. But Linda, that's, I guess, good news in general, that that certainly there's been an improvement, a slight improvement in the economy. But certainly it leads to, I think, some challenges both on the employer side as well as on the job seeker side. So what is the typical time frame for an open job? As soon as a job is approved by whatever whoever in the organization, the HR director or maybe the business owner, the job is posted. How long are most jobs posted before they're taken down because of a good hire?
At least 120 days right now in 2017. Early in Q1, jobs seem to be filled very quickly, but as of March, they have extended out. And it's probably going longer than 120 days because I can see jobs that are still open that opened in March. Now, in some cases, were they filled or did the employer think they had them filled and then perhaps the candidate turned down the offer or accepted a counteroffer? They're still open. So 120 days is now, this year, a benchmark.
That's fascinating.
That's a little bit... Now, candidates don't realize that, and so some candidates have said, oh, gosh, I thought that job was filled by now. No, it's not. And then they wonder why, and they wonder if there's something wrong with the job or wrong with the company, when that's actually not true. Employers are just being far more careful.
So job seekers shouldn't let their guard down. They might apply for something, and they did a good job of networking initially into the company. But the truth is, if the job is posted for that length of time and companies are sort of looking at their options and they want to be very, very careful, it's important to sort of keep up the networking within the organization, identify as many links to management or to HR as possible.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And candidates should not be afraid to reach out and contact them. In this digital age, everybody thinks as long as I send my resume or I send an email inquiry, nobody really wants to hear my voice. Nobody wants to receive a phone call from me. But that's not true. Companies love to hear candidates following up with a phone call. Even if it doesn't get responded, it gets recognized. And oh, by the way, sometimes the employers really do pick up the phone and answer the call.
They sure do. But Linda, let me flip that for a second, because you mentioned, the first thing you mentioned when we started this discussion is about the scarcity of candidates. Do you believe that that it's also incumbent on the, or that employers should be doing a better job at staying in touch with potential candidates? Because often somebody that they may be interested in the first 30 days of the sort of search for the ideal candidate may sort of move on and they may lose that talent.
Yes, I think that that has been a common complaint among candidates that, gee, I send my resume to the company and I never hear from them. And that truly does happen. It could be because of the sheer volume of resumes that might be coming in. You can see on certain employers' job postings, they may clearly put at the bottom, we will only contact qualified candidates. And that's their way of saying, if you're just flinging your resume out there to me and you know you don't really fit the job, don't expect a response from me because you're not going to get it.
That's right. And companies are getting smarter about that. So speaking of about smarter companies, you mentioned, obviously, the length of time, that 120-day benchmark that a lot of jobs are posted. There's also an evaluation period that's sort of expected when companies hire somebody. They want to make sure that they've got the right person before they invest too much into that individual. What's the benchmark for some of those positions and some of those hires?
Sure. Well, in the past, it was 30 days. It has extended in quite a few years to 90 days, what's commonly referred to as the 90-day probationary period. But the trend that I've been seeing is that employers are really giving their new hires a lot longer time than that to prove their capabilities and to prove their value and to prove their success. So, you know, 90 days is really just not an adequate amount of time to measure someone's performance. So depending on the position, it could extend out to 9 months, 12 months, 24 months, depending on the level.
Interesting. So there's a probationary period. We talked a little bit about the lengthy job search process that will likely take a long time for both candidates as well as for companies to find the right person. But I want to go back to the job seekers' perspective, because surely we have many of those job seekers or folks that are starting to explore as they go into the latter half of 2017, starting to explore their options, and they're going through the lengthy interviewing process. So what advice do you have for somebody that may have had several shorter-term jobs, and they may realize for themselves that they seem to have actually jumped around every 1 or 2 years or so? What tips do you have for that individual?
Well, I call it strategic career planning, and it's really candidates need to do some soul-searching. If you're unhappy in your current position, why? Really analyze why. What if you could change something, what would that be? Do you have to change companies in order to change your situation? If you're feeling stymied or held back or bored and you really want more challenge, maybe you should talk to your boss, or maybe you should talk to other managers within the organization and say, look, I like being here. I want to grow. I want to be successful. I want to contribute. What can I do to propel myself forward, and really be humble, but be sincere and say, what else can I do to be, you know, one of the key employees and yet still feel challenged and feel like I'm contributing? So my advice is, maybe you don't really have to look outside your organization. If you've been changing jobs every 1 to 2 years, I would strongly advise that you find the ways to stay within your current employer and build up a minimum of a 3-year duration at that job before you go anyplace else.
Well, Linda, it's that advice. That's why we have you on the program. So frequently, we value that advice, but we are out of time. Linda Nichols of IMC Solutions, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they want to talk either about that job search or potentially companies looking to find the right talent?
Absolutely. Please call us at 630-637-6200. We answer all calls live on Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and usually 6, and sometimes a little later.
Fantastic. And I know you are online as well, imcsolutions.com. Linda Nichols, thank you for joining us. We'll be sure to have you back on real soon to continue the discussion. In the meantime, Get Down to Business. We'll be right back after this quick break. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We'll be right back.
According to the forecast, it's going to be a long, hot summer. Russian collusion. James Comey.
Obstruction of justice. Impeachment. White House leaks. Jeff Sessions. Climate change. Islamic terrorism. Vladimir Putin.
Join AM560's Joe Walsh for a very special event on Tuesday, August 22nd. It's the Summer of Trump, live at the Bolingbrook Golf Club, hosted by Joe Walsh and featuring Hugh Hewitt and Guy Benson. Tickets are available now at 560theanswer.com/summer. That's 560theanswer.com/summer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Donald Trump Jr. responds to a report in the New York Times that he and other campaign aides met with a Russian lawyer prior to last fall's election.
He's actually issued a statement that reads in part that the meeting lasted 20 to 30 minutes. The woman who was the attorney in the meeting, she claimed to know of individuals connected to Russia who were funding the DNC. She made statements that were vague, ambiguous, and made no sense. He also goes on to add that the president neither attended nor knew anything about that meeting.
Fox's Kevin Cork. 2016 Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders appearing at a rally demanding that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell give up his plans to repeal and replace Obamacare.
The worst and most dangerous piece of legislation ever proposed in the modern history of our country.
Sanders in Covington, Kentucky, McConnell's home state. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano, taking a look at traffic. On the inbound, Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 24 minutes, backed up from Foster. On the outbound, flowing freely to Lake Hook at 19 minutes. Inbound, Kennedy, stop and go from O'Hare to downtown at 48. From Montrose, 38. Brake lights from Central to the junction. On the outbound side, flowing freely to O'Hare at 29 minutes. On the inbound, Ike heavy from Wolf to Harlem. Thorndale to the post office at 46. From Mannheim, 33. On the outbound, no delays there, but the ramp to the northbound tri-state is closed up until tomorrow. Inbound, Stevenson, brake lights from 55 to LSD, 46 from the tri-state at 36. On the outbound, slight delay from Western to Cicero. Lakeshore to the tri-state at 28 to 55 at 38 minutes. Inbound, Dan Ryan, brake lights from Pershing to the circle, 95th to downtown at 31 minutes. And the outbound, a slight delay from 75th to 95th Street. It is currently 86 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 72. Tomorrow, Monday, a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 85. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Psst. Hey, yes, you. I think you forgot something. Think about it. No. You already ran all your errands. This is more important. The day is almost over. Do you know where your 401k is? That's what I thought. You left it sitting there at your old job like that ratty office jacket you left hanging behind the door. Don't just think your hard-earned 401k is being watched over by your old corporate cronies. They don't even know you're gone. So there the 401k sits, waiting for you to give it direction. So first thing Monday morning, take that smartphone off the charger and call North Shore Capital Group. Call 847-735-9200. That's 847-735-9200. Get a personalized plan for your 401k and put it back to work for you. NorthShoreCapitalGroup.com.
North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever forgotten your password?
With all the accounts you have and all the rules around passwords, remembering every single one is impossible. That's why millions of people are turning to Dashlane, the award-winning app that protects your passwords and creates an easy, secure way to access all of your accounts. And right now, you can get access to Dashlane free for life on your favorite device just by texting SECURE to 543-543. Over 6 million users manage their passwords with Dashlane. Over 6,000 companies trust Dashlane. And over 70,000 reviews give it a 5-star rating. But the only number that really matters? Zero. Because that's how many times you'll forget your passwords using Dashlane. With Dashlane, your passwords are never misplaced and never forgotten. Simple, safe, secure. Unlock free access to Dashlane on your favorite device for life right now. Just text SECURE to 543-543. That's SECURE to 543-543.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You could get on my website, shalomklein.com, to download podcasts from this very program. We've had hundreds and hundreds of guests. You could hear lots of tips and advice from our good friend Linda Nichols, who you just heard a little bit about the job search process from, again, that website, shalomklein.com, and on my Twitter, at Shalom Klein. Be sure to check that out because I'm constantly posting lots of networking tips, advice, and information for all of you small business owners and job seekers. Again, follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein, and check out my website, shalomklein.com. So we will be talking about some more tips for business owners as we move along in the program, and very grateful to our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center for everything employment, everything HR related. Check them out online at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. But more about them shortly. I have to tell you, it is tempting, and I'm struggling with it a bit myself, especially after the July 4th holiday. On a Tuesday, we had a nice July 4th weekend, and then we had Monday, which was a little bit of a lighter, quieter, more calm day. So everybody struggles with that desire to slow down, go to the beach, read on the deck, basically behave like they did when they were in elementary school, and September seemed like a very distant possibility. You take the summer off, you enjoy, you kick your feet up, and just take it a little bit easier, not to go on a full-blown vacation, but just relax a little bit more. I got some advice for you. Don't do it. Don't give in to that temptation because you'll miss out on some of your best business growth opportunities this year. No, I'm not suggesting not to go on a vacation because I think that it's possible. I experience this quite regularly myself, that it is possible to work remotely and work from different places. Not everybody has that luxury. What I'm telling you is not to slow down. Summer is not the time to say, I'm going to take the summer off. Summer is actually a perfect time to reach and inspire your prospects. And in particular, I want to focus and give this segment to our friends out there that are in the sales world. So summer is a great time to reach and inspire those prospects. So before you stop listening because you think I've lost my mind, consider this. The two of the main reasons it's difficult to reach your prospects and capture their attention are because they're overwhelmed and are experiencing, as many of us are, decision fatigue. But in the summer, they're attending less meetings because colleagues and team members are on vacation. They're spending less time traveling because their prospects are on vacation. They're making fewer decisions because projects are on hold while people are on vacation. They're answering their phone because their receptionist or executive assistant is on vacation. And they, like many of us, are using their less hectic moments to be in the office and actually get things done. So what I know from being in business for the past bunch of years is that senior decision makers rarely take 2 months vacation. In fact, they're working from wherever they are. They're responding to emails all the time. If you leave them a voicemail, they're going to respond to that voicemail. And senior decision makers seek out opportunities throughout the year to think, plan, and make decisions. And summer is one such perfect opportunity to do that. So for the past few weeks, I know I've had three really important meetings postponed to the fall because team members of theirs will be on vacation. But the senior managers organizing those meetings or trainings, they'll still be working with a holiday plan probably at the end of the summer or the beginning of September, because that's when other people are returning from vacation. While prospecting the summer can mean you dial a bit more and listen to a few more vacation messages than usual when someone does answer, they're not in a rush. They actually have more time to listen, and their capacity to give thought to your ideas and perhaps even make a decision. Of course, this isn't true in all industries or across all cultures, but I'm telling you, cold calling works in the summer. I remember doing this over the past few years as I worked on growing our family business. I remember that was a good time actually to reach a lot of people. People were slightly calmer. It was easier to get a hold of people. People were less fatigued. And I know I heard a wonderful quote from somebody that said that summer action leads to fall success. Summer action leads to fall success. So again, in the summer, you're actually going to be planting some of those seeds for business success for the rest of the year. And indeed, now is a good time to be investing in some of those activities. So keep in mind, while it may look a little different, again, you might actually leave a few more messages. I have a feeling you'll actually get a few more calls returned. I have a feeling that if you set up meetings, you'll actually get some of those meetings. It may look a little different. It may be slightly more relaxed. That's a good thing for your business prospecting efforts. We've got a lot more tips for you coming up after our very short break. We're going to be talking a little bit about how you should plan for that vacation, potentially that you may be taking at the end of the summer. As people start to return, that's your opportunity to take it easy. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about why vacations and why taking it easy a little bit is such a good idea. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Lots of tips available on my website, shalomkline.com. And you could check out our wonderful sponsors, Tandem HR. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. You can give them a call, 630-928-0510. And it's not too late to call into the program with your comments and everything that I've said so far, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. We'd love to hear from our listeners. You're listening to the Get Down to Business, and we'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano, taking a look at traffic. On the inbound, Eden's Lake Hook to the junction at 24 minutes, backed up from Foster. On the outbound, flowing freely to Lake Hook at 19 minutes. Inbound, Kennedy, stop and go from O'Hare to downtown at 48. From Montrose, 38. Brake lights from Central to the junction. On the outbound side, flowing freely to O'Hare at 29 minutes. On the inbound, Ike Heavy from Wolf to Harlem. Thorndale to the post office at 46. From Mannheim, 33. On the outbound, no delays there, but the ramp to the northbound tri-state is closed up until tomorrow. Inbound, Stevenson. Brake lights from 55 to LSD, 46 from the tri-state at 36. On the outbound, slight delay from Western to Cicero. Lakeshore to the Tri-State at 28 to 55 at 38 minutes. Inbound, Dan Ryan. Brake lights from Pershing to the Circle, 95th to downtown at 31 minutes. And the outbound, a slight delay from 75th to 95th Street. It is currently 86 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight, a low of 72. Tomorrow, Monday, a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 85. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
When I heard of Balance of Nature, and I said, because I had prayed, Lord, how am I going to get all this food into me that's so good to me? That's when I called. Now I know that I get my fruits and my vegetables into me, and I don't have to work so hard. I know that I am getting the proper things into my body. I do believe that if I didn't have this already in my body, my balance of nature, it wouldn't have gone so good for me. But because my body was healthy, that's what kept me going.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Chicago.
You are listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Check out my website, shalomklein.com, where you can download podcasts from the program and find lots of tips, advice, and information for all you small business owners. So earlier in the program, we talked a little bit about how you should network during the summer and how you can get meetings and how you could get phone calls and grow your business. But I want to talk to you, to all of the employers out there that are running their hopefully successful business. Hopefully you have networked, you have clients, and you have employees. I want to talk to you about some of those employment tips and lots of this advice provided by our good friends at Tandem HR. I want to talk about reasonable suspicion. Have you ever suspected that an employee was under the influence of drugs or alcohol? Did you turn your head questioning your own judgment? Or maybe you were hesitant to handle the matter on your own. But if you recognize the signs of drug and alcohol abuse, will make an uncomfortable situation smoother while protecting your employees' health and safety as well as your company's bottom line. According to the American Council for Drug Education, drug and alcohol abusers are 10 times more likely to miss work, 6 times more likely to be involved in on-the-job accidents, and 5 times more likely to injure themselves or another in the process, as well as 5 times more likely to file a workers' compensation claim, 33% less productive, and responsible for health care costs that are 3 times as high. That's a lot of information, and that's pretty staggering statistics. Do you really want to keep those statistics going? Again, 10 times more likely to miss work, 6 times more likely to be involved in accidents, 5 times more likely to file a workers' compensation claim, and 33% less productive. We talked a lot throughout the program today and in many, many past weeks about the cost of a workers' compensation claim. We talked about how productivity is so important. We talked about why making the right hires are so important. You have people that are working for you. You have people that are on the job. You care about those people. You want to make sure things are being run smoothly, and you certainly want to make sure that you're staying in compliance. Those staggering statistics force organizations everywhere to consider the drug and alcohol policies that are, to make sure that they're in place, and whether reasonable suspicion drug testing is right for their workplace. Reasonable suspicion drug testing occurs when an employer has reason to believe that an employee is under the influence of drugs or alcohol while conducting work. In order to act on a reasonable suspicion, employers should first ensure that the company has a drug or alcohol policy that addresses reasonable suspicion testing. In the absence of written policy, post and past practices set precedent. So I want to emphasize that this is not just for large employers. This isn't just for companies that have a big break room and a big bulletin board hanging over there. This is for you small businesses too. This applies equally to big and small companies. So what employers should be looking for are unsteady stumbling, staggering, falling, swaying, unusual speech patterns, sleepy, overexcited, or violent demeanor, erratic behavior, using profanity, threatening or hostile behavior, hyperactivity, drowsy or sleepiness, bloodshot, glassy or dilated eyes, flushed or sweaty faces, odor of alcohol, disorderly appearance, strong alcohol odor on the breath. These are all indicators, and I know many of them seem pretty obvious, that you may have a reasonable suspicion. And drug and alcohol abusers can be very disruptive and very costly to the workplace. And if you have those policies and procedures in place to deal with these issues as they arise, will ensure that the costs won't get out of hand. And indeed, you're not just talking about loss of productivity. There, as I mentioned, there's some staggering statistics there of potential accidents and injuries, both to that individual employee, as well as to potentially other employees as well. And you want to make sure that those issues are kept in check. And you want to make sure that you as an employer are being responsible and not allowing those issues to get out of control. Nobody wants to see their company name or they themselves as a manager, as an employer, listed on a potential lawsuit because somebody alleges that an accident or an injury could have been prevented had the manager or the employer spoken up sooner. These are all things that you could be on the lookout for. These are all steps that you can confront and deal with. But speaking of dealing with it, again, not everybody feels comfortable dealing with it on their own. If your business needs help getting policies like these in place, I would strongly encourage you to pick up the phone and call our good friends at Tandem HR for a free consultation. Tandem HR is a professional employer organization, a PEO in the Chicago area that assists hundreds of small and mid-sized businesses with creating, as they say, exceptional workplaces. They also help their clients save time and money while growing their business by taking on the administrative tasks associated with human resources, benefits, payroll, tax administration, regulatory compliance, and risk management. If you have not heard me talk about this in the past, about a PEO, a professional employer organization, I'll give you a very brief background and understanding on that right now. It means that you're actually being pooled with other businesses that will give you cost savings. You'll actually get the benefits of operating as a big business, having those resources made available to you, even if you only have a small number of employees. You get the resources of big businesses, but you're still treated like a small business, treated with the respect and understanding that you are a business owner like everybody else. So for more information on Tandem HR or PEOs, professional employer organizations, you want to visit TandemHR.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or check out TandemHR.com. In closing, I certainly would recommend that you deal with these issues. Don't let them pile up. Don't ignore the issues in your workplace. Talk to the wonderful consultants at Tandem HR, 630-928-0510, or check out their website, TandemHR.com. In a moment, we're going to continue the conversation about companies, small businesses, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. Chicago will be right back.
It's easy to get caught up in life's busy moments and forget about the important stuff, like current money issues and, of course, your retirement.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rigoni of North Shore Capital Group. Let's determine what kind of life you want to live. With the heart of a teacher, we take the time to talk with you, not at you.
North Shore Capital Group. Responsive, personalized expertise. Call 847-735-9200. North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
What have you always wanted to do? What are your hobbies and interests? At North Shore Capital Group, we get asked, what makes us different than other retirement planners? The answer is, we take a holistic approach to your retirement, which is positioning your investments and resources to help you accomplish just that. We can help you figure it out. Call us today at 847-735-9200.
North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. But I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And it is here. That's right. We've been talking about it throughout the program. It's here. It's officially summer. We're done with the bad weather. It's funny, throughout June, I wasn't sure, is it actually summer? But now I think it's consistently hot weather. I ask my Google assistant at home, I ask, what will the temperature be tomorrow? And consistently, it's pretty much in the 70s, 80s. It's pretty good weather. So we talked about why it's important to stay active in business networking, even during the summer, because some other companies may have some of their people out, but often business owners stay connected. They stay responsive, and I'd encourage you to do the same. But let's say that you actually do have the good fortune to get away for a little bit. Even if you're getting away and you plan to be responsive, it's still important to plan to be away. There will be time that you're going to be on the plane. There's going to be time that you're going to be with family and friends, and there will be some of that uninterruptible time. So I want to talk about how to plan it. It means right now, summer is here. It's time for the well-deserved vacation time, whether you take it now in July, in August, in September, it doesn't matter. But it also means it's time for voicemail vacation messages. And I know I've discussed this earlier on Get Down to Business in past weeks, but in the excitement of summer vacations, or really any vacation, people become, well, thoughtless. They leave customers and prospects stranded while they're away and create misunderstandings and missteps that add to the workload the moment that you might return. While it's true that there's nothing like the last day of work before a holiday, the focus that we have is we tie up loose ends and that moment when we're ready to walk out the door, embrace that well-earned time off. I'm guessing that this moment, the one just seconds away from freedom, is the one, and most of us remember our voicemail and the need to change the message. Or, by the way, that goes for email responses as well. But today we're going to talk about the voice messages. I've listened to a lot of vacation messages. Most of them were delivered at the speed of light. Many were impossible to understand. Several lacked any valuable information. And one had so much information, I had to call back three times to get all the details. So it's got to stop. All of us hate reaching lousy voicemail messages. All of us are capable of creating great ones. So a few quick tips as we wrap up Get Down to Business on this July 9th. A few tips that will help you create a vacation message that will serve your clients and prospects and will let you embrace every second of your well-deserved time off. You want to skip all the dates. You know what I mean. I'm on vacation from this day to that date. It creates a lot of confusion. Instead, simply just state when you'll be back at work. Nobody wants to keep track of your calendar for you. Be honest. If you're going on vacation and you deserve to enjoy it without work interruptions, we all deserve this. It's important. It's essential to our health and our creativity. So if you plan on monitoring and returning messages, say it, but only say it if you mean it. If you're actually going away and you're not going to be available, then just be honest about it and tell people how they could reach your company, how they could get a hold of you. Perhaps if you're not checking your voicemail messages, but you want them to email you, say that in the message. And the tone of your voice betrays you when it's not true, and pretty much people know when you're not going to call them back. You want to speak slowly and repeat. Many vacation messages include the option to contact someone else, which, as I mentioned, is great customer service, but it's totally defeated if the information is given so quickly that neither the name nor the phone number can be understood. As a rule, we're not prepared to take a message when we make outbound calls. Take that into consideration. State the names and phone numbers slowly and clearly and at the same speed that it would take to write them down. Then say them again so the caller can check what they've written down. And sound happy. After all, while I'm listening to your message, you're on vacation. So if you're planning a vacation soon, enjoy your phone work. Enjoy your vacation. Thank you for tuning in to Get Down to Business. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Until then, check out my website, shalomkline.com. Follow me on Twitter at shalomkline. Check out our sponsors, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And to success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560. Enjoy the rest of your week.
We'll be right back. Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,